AP News for Friday, January 9th. I'm Ben Thomas. A Minnesota prosecutor is calling on the public to send any video or other evidence they may have of an ICE officer's fatal shooting of a Minneapolis woman directly to local investigators. And at Donahue reports more video has been released of the moments before and after Renee Good was shot and killed.
The video was taken by another ICE agent who walks up to Good, who is in the driver's seat of her SUV.
That's fine, dude.
Hey, I'm not mad at you.
The other person speaking is Good's wife, Becca, who was also recording video.
You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
Now the car.
Renee Good is told repeatedly to get out of the SUV. She moves forward before Becca Good can get back in.
Get out of the car.
Oh!
Becca Good says the couple had stopped their car to support their neighbors, and they had whistles, while the masked agents had guns. Trump administration officials have painted Renee Good as a domestic terrorist. Her wife says Good left a legacy of kindness. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Portland, Oregon, Police Chief Bob Day provided an update on two people shot Thursday by Border Patrol agents.
These two individuals are in stable condition. They are still hospitalized. They are in custody of the federal law enforcement, but grateful that they are appear to be on the road to recovery, and I'm grateful for that. They do have some nexus to involvement with TDA. We can confirm that.
TDA, in reference to the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. In other news, President Trump's pressing oil executives to invest $100 billion to revive Venezuela's oil production, saying at a White House meeting,
"Now you have total security."
Sluggish hiring in December, employers adding 50,000 jobs, unemployment slipped to 4.4%. This is AP News. A bike ride through the Florida Keys.
More than 40 men and women, as well as their supporters, are participating in a cycling event organized by the Wounded Warrior Project. The ride through the Keys started Friday and runs through the weekend. The CEO of Wounded Warrior Project, Walt Pyatt.
So a lot of people today, but the focus is really on the 45 warriors because this ride is for them. This is part of their therapy. It is a bike ride, but it's really not that. It's really the therapy about getting them connected, getting them outside in beautiful place like the Keys and get them along their path of healing.
Veteran Bill Hansen says he enjoys the ride in spite of the pain.
I wake up in pain every single day. I've gotten used to a level of pain. And so doing physical fitness things like this, I know I'm going to be in a little bit of pain, but it's worth it for my mental health and for just my camaraderie with other vets.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The latest through the weekend at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.